This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch as we start out your Thursday morning here, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, across America on some of America's great radio stations, and we thank them very much for carrying our program. And special thanks also go out to our military men and women who are listening to us right now all around the world via the satellite, and to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, our Border Patrol and 911 dispatchers too. Thank you for your service to America, and let's not forget the Coast Guard in the mix of all of that, too. Coast Guard Air Station Clearwater, and the great job you guys do, as well as the shallow water sailors over there in Cortez, and all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, all those nighttime mechanics, the construction workers, too. And not to be forgotten about, we always got to remember the people sorting the mail at night so you can get it delivered to you in the daytime, and the bulk mail haulers that are bringing that mail from bulk mail center to bulk mail center all across the country right now. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website for all the goodies that we've got over there as well. Joining us right now from the Edwards Notebook, Ron Edwards. Good morning.
Good morning.
Time to say the pledge and get rolling. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize two words: under God. Our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And don't you forget it, because we need a little bit of more of that back in the mix. It might not hurt the situation, although, speaking of situations that are hurt, how about the border, and how about the president saying, look, we got to bring more troops down there. We just can't handle what we got.
It's true. We have a horrible situation at the border. And, yes, he wants to bring more troops down there, but I don't know what for, because since the troops really cannot do anything in regards to physically preventing people from coming over and technically protecting.
The only people that can do that are the military police, and they do it in a support role behind the Border Patrol backing them up.
Yeah.
So otherwise, anybody else is there as a support unit.
Yeah. So anyway, I understand the law, but I think that we need some changes. Just considering the situation we have down there, it seems that, I don't know, when it comes to our laws and our border, America is stuck on stupid, and they are not able to adjust situations.
Well, we could declare war against the refugees, and then we could put the military on the border. That's the only time we've done it in the past.
Well, it is something like a wartime situation because, oh, by the way, we are being invaded.
Mm-hmm.
And while we're speaking, another huge caravan is also.
At least 1,000 have started on their way. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we've got to do something more than just have more observers. Looking is fine. If you're a reporter looking for details, but there's a lot of details we already know, and something needs to be physically done. If not, we'll just continue to watch people coming into the country with nothing done about it. So.
Well, there's a militia of retired. Some of them are veterans. Six of them sitting along the border right now. They volunteered to be there. They told the Border Patrol they were going to be there. Some farmers have hired them west of El Paso in New Mexico, where there's absolutely no barrier whatsoever to keep people from coming across, other than the river. And they are there right now on that border. And there's six of them scattered out over about a 20-mile radius. They could probably use 60, but it is what it is.
Yeah, see, they get it. They understand. They understand what we're talking about. This is a huge emergency situation, and I'm with you. We need about 60 more, maybe 600 to join them, because that's this is a huge situation here.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm speaking to Ron Edwards from the Edwards Notebook, and we'll be playing one of his Edwards Notebooks here at the bottom of the hour. Now, the other thing is Ilhan Omar. I just don't understand, and I really take personally the comments that she had to say about September 11th and what happened in New York City with the attacks there, as well as around the country. She's once again... they're outrageous comments. She's saying things against America. I realize she's using the taquilla by telling everybody, oh, me not so bad, me be so good, me do this, me do that. And then she turns around and trashes America. She has no business being a congresswoman.
Yeah, and one of the things she said, too, that really got people upset, and I'm one of them, she told Muslims to raise hell.
Yep.
And what does that mean?
She's inciting them to create problems.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We lost close to 3,000 Americans.
More than that, friend.
In the 9/11 attack. Yeah, you're right. And the after effects of people that died.
Yeah, we've lost another minimum 1,500 since then, people that have been dying of the diseases they got from the World Trade Center. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So CARE, which promotes itself as a Muslim civil rights and advocacy group, is, according to many, and the intelligence community, a lot more than that. So these people need to be checked. She needs to be checked. And this is just my opinion. I'm just one individual. I think she needs to be excused from her position in our government, because she's not there to govern on behalf of American interests.
Who's the one up there by you?
Oh, the one from Dearbornistan.
Yeah.
Talik
Aleeb or something?
Aleeb.
Okay, you notice how she's quieted down?
Yeah, well, it's all strategy, as George W. would say. She's just being quiet while the other one is making a lot of noise. But trust me, when they're quiet, they're also dangerous. So she's working behind the scenes, and in my opinion, neither one should be in office. But obviously, a lot of people think differently.
Well, I've already reached out to the people in Minnesota and told them, hey, I don't know how you made this mistake happen, but you got to undo this. You got to undo it fast. And you're the people that can do it. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Ron Edwards, the Edwards Notebook guy. And don't go anywhere. And Kathy's going to tell everybody how to reach us if you want to give us a call.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
This is Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook Radio Commentary. When I'm not blowing away the myths and revealing the truth, I'm checking out America's Watchman on the Wall, Captain Matt Bruce, who always tells it like it is, fights against tyranny, and stands up for our military heroes. Captain, this salute's for you.
Well, we thank you very much, Mr. Ron Edwards, and I'll take all the salutes I can get. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at David E. Garrett Jewelers. Now, for over 36 years, David E. Garrett Jewelers has been committed to fine craftsmanship and stellar service. He's a family-owned Christian business that offers an excellent selection of unique jewelry with amazing prices, and they give discounts to our active-duty military, our veterans, and our first responders. So, they specialize in one-of-a-kind pieces, sure to catch anyone's attention. Maybe you've got one of your unit pieces that you'd want to have copied or made for you. They can do that, too. Check them out online by going to their website, www.davidegarrettjewelers.com. Again, that's David E. Garrett. Garrett is spelled G-A-R-R-E-T-T, jewelers.com. Shop there for the thousands of available items they have, or give them a call at 937-325-3680 for a more personal shopping experience. David E. Garrett Jewelers, a jeweler you can trust, a proud supporter of the Edwards Notebook and the Captain's America Third Watch. All right, joining us is Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Good morning again.
Good morning again.
Now, the border is something that's not going to go away. The military going on the border is something also that's not going to go away. This Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, she's not going to go away until the people up there in Minnesota decide that it's time to get rid of her because she's creating way too many problems, because this reflects on your backyard, Minnesota. I mean, this woman is a reflection on what everybody's looking at you around the country going, whoa, there's people like that in Minnesota? Go ahead.
I think Minnesota has a thing for Islamists, because remember they have, remember the guy Ellison, Keith Ellison?
Yeah, he's the attorney general up there now.
And unfortunately, this lady, she's in a district that has a huge population of Somalians.
That's right.
Who don't give a darn about this country. And so they're part of a, what I would consider to be an uprising. They need to be, taking a, you know, just have to keep our eyes on these people. They're not here to do anything good, so.
Now, Benjamin Netanyahu yesterday came out and declared victory. And then later on in the day, late last night, his opponent came out, the general, and said, I concede, I give up, we've lost, we'll live to fight another day.
Yeah, yeah. It was, you know, some are labeling it a decisive victory, although it wasn't.
I don't think so.
It, you know, that's what some are calling it, but we know it wasn't. But thank God he did win. And but he's bolstered by his base of religious and working class voters. Netanyahu can be expected to press ahead with a hardline agenda that will likely eliminate the last hopes of a two-state solution. And I say thank God for that, because anyone who participates in splitting up Jerusalem, I think that will end up to be a bad situation. I just pray and hope that for America's sake, that President Trump does not fall into that trap and try to create a two-state solution right there. Because, first of all, the Palestinians are not sincere in wanting to dwell peacefully with Israel, and it is just not a good thing. Anyone who splits Jerusalem ends up in a bad situation.
Well, that's all true, and I'm sure it'll stay the way it is right now. I don't have any reason to think it won't. Now, the other thing is, we had a another situation yesterday. Bernie Sanders came out and introduced his health care plan and said, oh, well, it's going to cost so much, and it won't be that bad, and you'll be able to this, and this. But yet I just had Chris Markowski on before you in the last segment of the last hour, and we sat there and came up with a minimum of $32 trillion for the expense of what he wanted to do, and everybody would lose the health care plan they currently have. They would go into Medicare for all, and the other thing it would do is get rid of the Seniors Medicare Advantage program, which is very popular because it gives them the opportunity to get different things done that they don't have to have permission from Uncle Charlie, you know, Big Brother, to do.
Well, you know, the $32 trillion estimate, that's really lowballing it.
That's what we're here.
You know, these guys, that's all they do. That's how they get across the world with these government health medical care situations. They lie. Remember when Ali Obama lied and said that you'll be able to keep your doctor and that you'll have basically the same type of coverage? Mm-hmm. Well, that turns out to be a lie. It's not about providing better health care or medical care for people. It is about gaining control and spending the budget away, using health care as well as education and these other elements of government to drain the economy. That's what it's all about, and to gain more power over people. Mm-hmm. Once government has control of your health care, they have true control over you.
That's true. And I'm talking to Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Now, Kim Jong-un also piped in yesterday and urged a severe blow against those who were talking about sanctioning North Korea. Severe blow. What kind of severe blow?
Well, this guy, he's talking about a severe blow. I don't know what kind of severe blow he could actually carry out against the United States without receiving one himself, but North Korea's position is one that is, I think, mistaken on his part, unless, of course, he doesn't care about really turning his country around. He's angry because he's embarrassed on the world stage because the Trumpster has been putting the heat to him economically with our sanctions and things of that nature, and of course it's hurting his country. But guess what, folks? His country has been hurt economically for I don't know how many decades.
Mm-hmm.
It was, what is it, 7 decades now?
Well, as long as his father was in there, and yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's already a horrible situation. He said that it North Korea engagement has appeared to be in limbo since February, in Hanoi. And you know why that collapsed? Because North Korea was not willing to participate in further I guess, agreements with the United States of America.
By the way, there's a story coming out here that's breaking right now. Apparently, during the night, there's been a bunch of tweets going back and forth between Congressman Dan Crenshaw and Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. And he just tweeted, she tweeted, first of all, this is a dangerous incitement. Given the death threats I face, I hope leaders of both parties will join me in condemning it and condemning you, talking about Crenshaw. And then Crenshaw tweeted back in the last few minutes, I never called you an American. I never did incite any violence against you. You described an act of terrorism on American soil that killed thousands of innocent lives as some people did something. It's still unbelievable, as are your responsibles here, Congressman Dan Crenshaw. And kudos to him for standing up.
Yes, yes, absolutely. One of the things that bothers me about Omar and a lot of these people in general, they start mess, and then when you stand up to them, they act like you are the perpetrator of the troubles, and they scream out discriminate, they scream out whatever, and
yeah, they're masters at that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's like it's I don't know. And I'm glad to see the man stand up to her. I mean, it's about time that we start doing that. Maybe if people see what he's doing, and maybe it'll catch on. Mm-hmm. Because Americans have to stop being the ones who always concede to people that don't like us.
Mm-hmm. Now, a Wisconsin poll now has Bernie Sanders on top of Joe Biden there as the leader in the clubhouse.
Well,
Bernie's got a bunch of money. Bernie came out with his health plan. What say you? Is Bernie going to go somewhere? I don't think so.
Well, he's going to go somewhere, but not to the White House. Remember, Uncle Joe hasn't even thrown his hat in the ring yet. Wait till Uncle Joe gets into the mix, and Bernie.
You think he's going to?
I hope not, but it would be entertaining. But there are some good reasons why he should not, in my opinion, because he's not going to beat the Trumpster. He's just not going to do it. And it may not be good for Joe Biden, because a lot of details will come out, because Trump is not afraid to spill the beans on people who will be
attacked. Joe has a lot of skeletons in his closet.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I mentioned those beans.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, like I said, he can be entertaining. He's a good debater and all of that. But he's also a big liar. And I don't know. He doesn't have what it takes to beat Donald Trump right now, but he would definitely walk all over Sanders.
All righty. We will catch you on the weekend show. We'll talk some more, and there'll be an Edwards Notebook coming up here right after the break.
All right. Looking forward.
All righty. That's Ron Edwards, the host of the Edwards Notebook, and you'll hear one of his Edwards Notebooks coming up right after this break that we're going to take right now. This is the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast all across America on some of America's great radio stations, live from Tampa, Florida.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Ways and Means Chairman Richard Neal says he will consult with lawyers to determine the next step after the Treasury Secretary said they need more time to consider whether to hand over 6 years of President Trump's tax returns.
We did receive the request, and as I've said in the past, when we received the request, it would be reviewed.
The deadline has now passed, but Stephen Mnuchin tells the House Ways and Means Committee that more time is needed to review the request and decide if the IRS can turn over the president's tax returns. In a letter to the leaders of the committee, Mnuchin cited concerns over a possible abuse of power by lawmakers in making such requests and using them to politically attack partisan rivals. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 7 points, the S&P 500 up 10, and the NASDAQ up 55. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I believe that your company has the answer, because I've been through cancer treatment and knowing what it does to the body, and oh my, you know, if that's all that medical science has to offer, there must be a better way. And I think the better way is knowing what to eat and getting it. I do notice that I have less inflammation. I feel like when I'm taking Balance of Nature, I'm getting fruits and vegetables more than what I would ordinarily get. I like when I open up the bottles. You can really smell the fruits and vegetables. I mean, I know I'm getting fruits and vegetables.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Okay, it's time to seriously address the root causes of the massive illegal border crossing crisis in America. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. It's nice to hear President Trump bellow loudly to his popular rally crowds that he's going to shut down the U.S. southern border or take other measures to combat the problem. But every time he proclaims to the planet how he's going to somehow deal with the border debacle, the number of illegals defiantly crashing our border dramatically increases. So what is a nation that is so lacking in common sense concerning our border security to do? Well, how about we the people in mass demanding that our government officials put our national interests, including sovereignty, above the undeserving wants of the slithering hordes coming into our republic illegally. They can start by getting rid of the law requiring anyone who reaches our border to be allowed in. Then proclaim to the world that if you don't enter legally, we may offer you a paid for one-way trip back to your country of origin, or you can scavenge about in Mexico. And that's just for starters. What say you? I'm Ron Edwards. Let you and I meet on AmericaMatters.us Fridays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, and 12 a.m. Sundays on Talk America Radio Network.
Sponsored by David E. Garrett Jewelers.
All right, that's Ron Edwards, and that's his latest Edwards Notebook, and we appreciate him doing that. Now, it's time to take a look at the trucker's highway and byway weather, and let's start it out this way.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up, and she's running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead, well, all right.
I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
All righty, that's Dave Dudley, and that takes us into our Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And folks, they're calling this a bomb cyclone. It's a big, bad storm encompassing parts of Interstate 70, Interstate 80, Interstates 90, Interstates 94. It's just east of the Rockies. It's coming out, moving across into the northern plains. We've got winter storm warnings as far east right now as Wisconsin. Minnesota certainly is into this. North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska. Iowa, you're not out of it yet. It's coming your direction, I guarantee you. We're probably going to see some of this in Missouri. You're probably going to see some in Illinois. Right now, northern Michigan, you're getting it. Central Michigan, you're getting it coming off the lake. And if you're not seeing snow yet in Kansas, you will soon, as the Colorado National Guard has been activated due to the blowing snow and winds and zero visibility and abandoned vehicles once again out on I-70 and I-76, Colorado east headed towards Nebraska up there on I-76 that meets up with 80. By the way, the blizzard warnings that are there right now, if you just because you may not be getting zero visibility right now, believe me when I tell you, it's coming your way. So batten down the hatches and get ready. Now, let's start where the winter storm warnings are. Right now, things are starting to get a little bit better in Utah. It started out this morning. We had snow all the way up and down I-15, all the way to the Idaho line from the Nevada line and northern Arizona line in Utah. That's gotten a lot better. Now it's pretty much right around Salt Lake City and to the east going towards Wyoming. The snow in Wyoming, the blizzard conditions have stopped. Now you just got a general winter driving conditions and a general snow coming down between Laramie and Cheyenne and the Nebraska border. However, Nebraska now is pretty much inundated from one end of the state to the other with either snow flurries or snow squalls and wind and blowing snow and a blizzard warning for much of the state for all of today into Friday. Now, western Kansas, I-70, Goodland area, you've got problems there already. I've been told they're going to shut the gates there. So if you're in Goodland, you're probably going to stay there. The interstate's going to be closed for a little while to allow them to plow it and get the vehicles that have been abandoned again off the road. And there's a lot of them there. Colorado, all around Denver, north, south, east, west, you've got a winter storm warning, and you're starting to work your way out of that. So it'll get a little bit better as the day progresses. Up in Wyoming, again, as I told you, eastern Wyoming, and down in southwestern Colorado, a general winter weather advisory, as well as southeastern Utah right now. And, again, high winds across states where we will be seeing winter weather coming up, and that'll be Indiana, Illinois, Iowa, Missouri, also Oklahoma, and Arkansas. You will have some severe weather coming your way, as there's going to be some thunderstorms in the mix here, and we've already got some thunderstorm warnings in the eastern part right now of Iowa. All right, let's strip that over to the telephone lines. 60 seconds with Todd. Go for it.
Boss, let me ask you a question. Okay, now what did you think of the former president lying to the American people about Obamacare 37 times?
I wasn't counting, and I don't really care what he says. How's that? You talking about Obama? I don't care.
I'm talking about Obamacare. You can keep your plan. You can keep your doctor. Your premium will go down $2,500.
At the time, I thought a lot of it. Now, I don't even consider him at all with what he says. It doesn't matter.
Well, I understand. But mm-hmm. Donald Trump ran on repealing Obamacare. The fake Republicans, weak kneed Republicans. You know, I mean, John Roberts twisted himself into what I'm trying to say here is Obamacare doesn't work. Okay? It's a lie. The president of the United States. When you tell your kids, hey, don't lie to me, or you're going to get punished, okay, what happens? This guy lied to us 37 times, then he goes to the Supreme Crooks, a.k.a. the Supreme Court, and he lies to them with Peter Gruber over there. It's a tax, it's not a tax. So So it doesn't work. Now we got to count on John Roberts and Kavanaugh, by the way, Kavanaugh, we laid our life down for you. We went to the mattresses for you. And John Roberts, you're a Democrat, and we don't need Obamacare. Doesn't work. Should be 9-0 against Obamacare. Doggone it. And I'm sick and tired of it. Donald, if you repealed Obamacare, got rid of the stupid thing, you'd win $300 million to 0.
Hey, okay? Todd, it's not going to be Obamacare anymore. It's going to be Bernie Care because he's proposing Medicare for all.
Yeah, did you get the price tag with that?
Oh, I know all about it. I know all about it.
Okay,
already talked about it. Mm-hmm.
The socialist here, you know, he's a multimillionaire, and he's telling you that you should give all your money to the government. What a hypocrite! God, I mean, let's get real here. Obamacare doesn't work, and only the Democrats would sit up there and tell you, "Let's vote for Obamacare. Get rid of this doggone thing and wake up and give it to Omar, another person that hates America. Let's go."
All right, and Todd's on fire this morning, as he usually is, and he had some reason to be there. But Barack Obama, you know, I realize there's people that are going to say, oh, the Anointed One said so-and-so, and it's just so important to hear from Barack Obama. No, it's not. No, it's not. If you people haven't been lied to enough, you're going to continue to sit there and listen to more of the fundamental transformation of America. Because every time he opens his mouth, remember those words. The fundamental transformation of America has started. Remember those words. It's still going on. Still going on. And all of the Democrats are trying to pile on to get as much of it as they can out there. They're also trying to alienate the Republicans. They're trying to get us to fight amongst each other about who did this, who did that. Time to ignore these people. Let them go make a bunch of noise. You got your minds made up. Most of the country's already got their minds made up the way they're going to vote. It's the independents in the middle that are sitting there that we need to talk to them and say, hey, why would you want to consider voting for a progressive left liberal socialist who wants to change the America that you are a part of? Why would you want to do away with the money that you've now got in your pockets that you won't have if you elect these people? Why would you want to get rid of your health care plan? Why would you want to get rid of your retirement plan, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? Just let them have the facts, because it's all going to go if the progressive left liberal socialists get in, because they want control of it all. They want control of it all. When you get control of health care, that's the start. You got control of the people, because you will then tell the people what they can and cannot have and when they can have it. You want to talk about healthcare rationing? Go ask somebody over in Europe. Go ask Marie in Germany. She'll tell you. By the way, Marie in Germany, I believe now, is on hub.life. So there you go. All right. I will be back with the final segment of today's program. Don't go anywhere. Kathy's going to give you the phone number for you to call if you want to opine. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club. Freedom Boat Club. Give them a call, 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM. They've got 168 locations all across the country, including the biggest one right here in my backyard, Tampa Bay, Florida. Well, I've got Catwoman on the telephone right now calling me from San Antonio, Texas. And Catwoman, how you doing?
Oh, good, good. How you doing?
You got a tip for some of the younger drivers that are up there in the snowstorm, and you said you've got some friends of yours that are already pulling off because of the weather.
Yes, we have several friends that are pulling off a couple hundred miles away from getting into the storm because they had to cut through it, for where they have to go. So they're going to wait and let it go, blow through and clear up a bit. Because once you get up in there so far, there's either not going to be parking.
That's right.
Or there's going to be wrecks all over the place.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And the tip to the new drivers that there's a lot of companies out there that will try to pressure you to go through that storm or keep driving. The rule number one is no load is worth your life or anyone else's.
That's right.
It's the first and only rule of truck driving. It's the main one. And don't let them try to pressure you into doing it. You're the boss of that truck when you're driving it.
Yeah.
And you're responsible if, someone gets killed and.
Yep.
Because you listen to them to keep going.
Yep, and there's been some horrendous wrecks over the years in those zero whiteout blizzards where they just keep driving right into each other and don't even know they're there.
Yeah, yep. You can't beat Mother Nature. Just give up, park, save your life and everyone else's, and just sit back and let it clear up because they're going to be shut down probably for at least a couple of days after it goes through. And like I said, all those can be rescheduled, and just don't let anyone pressure you. And if they are pressuring you to do that,
time to find another company.
Instead of looking for look for another company.
Time to find another company. A good driver can always find a job. All right, well, Catwoman, you take care and be safe out there.
Thank you. You too. Everybody stay safe. Have a good morning.
All right. Thank you very much. And that's Catwoman calling us from San Antonio, listening to us 9:30 The Answer over there in San Antonio. And good morning, San Antonio. Hope everybody is doing well over there. All right. It's time for our beach and boating forecast. So let's get going. Alrighty, today is Thursday. We're going to have a few clouds out there this morning. No rain really in the forecast today, but it's going to be sunny the rest of the day. Now, if you're out there trying to play golf this morning, you might have a little bit of fun because we're going to have a breeze blowing about, anywhere from 7 to about 12, 13 miles per hour out of the southeast. Then in the afternoon, it'll become a light sea breeze. Now, this morning, we might start out with a chop of 1 to 2, 2 to 3. But by this afternoon, the water will be back down 1 to 2 feet. The Gulf and the Bay water temperature are now both 78 degrees. We had our high tide at 1:32 a.m. And our low tide is coming at 6:02. And by the way, the beach and boating forecast is always brought to you by our good friends at the Freedom Boat Club. Now, keep in mind, Freedom Boat Club offers you three different ways to be a member. Number one, you have the seasonal plan, where if you're going to be in an area where there's a Freedom Boat Club for, a month or two or three, you join that way. Now, you will not have the national reciprocity where you can go everywhere in the system to another 165 locations and take advantage there, but you at least are able to get in the locale where you're at. Then we have the economy plan and the standard plan. Now, the economy plan is the Monday through Friday plan, 5 day a week, and the standard plan is the 7 day a week plan. Both of those offer the first free month of membership dues free. You get unlimited usage for either the 5 day a week or the 7 day a week, depending on which plan you take, for yourself and another member of your household. You also get rolling reservations to go with you four at a time. You also have reciprocity anywhere in the Freedom Boat Club system all across the country. And for a limited time, you save $1,000 off the basic single one-time entry fee right off the bat. And if you are also a active duty military person, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired, that's an EMT, firefighter, police officer, or you work in the medical profession, doctor, nurse, anything to do with support in a hospital. Maybe you're in medicine, you're a pharmacist, maybe you're in a nurse practitioner, maybe you're a nurse's aide, maybe you work in the laundry department. But if you work in a hospital, you're in the medical profession, guess what? You get another $500 on top of the $1,000, $1,500 off the one time entry fee. Now, this is available right now by calling 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM, the number again, 855-FREEDOM. And to check out the Freedom Boat Club online, you can check out the website, freedomboatclubtampabay.com. That is the largest individual franchise in the entire Freedom Boat Club system. Over 300 boats, 19 locations. Number 20 is coming very soon. They're adding more boats into the mix as well. And they are doing a yeoman job of recruiting and getting people in that are staying that love boating. And again, you join here, you can go anywhere in the system across the country. They've also got a couple of locations up in Canada, too. And that may be important to some of you live up there across the border. All right. Now, we've talked a lot tonight about Attorney General Barr and about what he's going to be talking about and investigating, as he believes that the Trump campaign certainly was spied upon by and I'm laughing because Christine in Sarasota just chimed in and said, could they please send us some cooler weather? Not for a while, Christine. Sorry. Welcome to Florida. You want cooler weather? Go north. Go north. And Ron Edwards is confirming that Maria is on Hub Life. So if you want to talk to Maria, those of you that used to talk to her on Facebook, go to hub.life, hub.life, and you'll be able to talk to her. So there you go. Now, keep in mind that the military on the border, they're down there to do support. That's the way the Posse Comitatus Act was set up. Obviously, if we were going to do anything else, the only way we could do that is if there was an act of war declared. We were at war with somebody. That's the only other time the military have gone on the border and actually been down there to be part of the contingent that's there. Otherwise, they're there simply to assist in whatever way they can the CBP officials, that's Customs and Border Protection, and the Border Patrol. That's all they do. That's all they can do. Even the military police, when they go down there, they do backup work for the Border Patrol. They transfer the detainees back and forth, their court appearances. They might actually do the detention guarding and whatnot. But that's about all they can do. They can't do much of anything else. Now, if you want to change that, obviously you got to change the thoughts and whatnot in Congress, because that's where you go with all that. But we'll see what happens and what the president does, and I believe he's going to activate some more reservists and or National Guardsmen and send them to the border. We'll see. That's what he's going to do. Now, what he does and how he does it, we'll know in the next day or two or so. So there you go. And keep your eyes and ears on Attorney General Barr, because he's going to be making a lot more news here in the days to come, I'm sure, with what he's going to be doing. Because there's some snakes in the grass and we need to get them. Now, I want to remind everybody about Dominic's, because Dominic, I think, might be on vacation down in Costa Rica. I'm not sure, but I haven't seen or heard from him lately, so I believe that's what's going on. But Dominic's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota. You certainly can go and visit Jill and visit Kevin, because Jill is in the store with her crew. Kevin's out on the road with his crew. And when you see the red, white, and blue trucks, Dominic's Blinds, give them a wave, shoot the horn at them. You never know. Dominic is spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K-S, and they are located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old 9-foot-tall red, white, and blue Uncle Sam with the American flag, too. And all their blind shades and shutters are made in the USA. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer, and they offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs as well. And remember that all military and first responders are going to get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. 4540 Clark Road, Sarasota. Give them a call, 941-922-2345. Set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. And remember to tell them the captain sent you. We'll see what that means. Sometimes you wind up in a private supply of donuts that Dominic likes to hide out back. Whatever. But anyway, I shall be back tonight, everybody, on the Captain's America Third Watch for the Friday edition. And remember, Friday, wear red to support the troops. Wear red to support the troops on Friday. I'll see you all tomorrow, everybody. Have a great day, a great evening. God bless America. Don't let anybody tell you.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.